Coming to you from an underground bunker on the 37th floor, it's the Mike and Mari Show. With their house band, the Tiger Club. The views expressed in this program do not represent the opinions of this station. Its content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be taken as medical advice. The Mike and Mari Show starts now.
Welcome to the Mike and Mari Show.
Yeah, I'm the Mike.
And I'm the Mari.
Okay, let's move on.
Well, what's going on? What's the hurry?
I got a time crunch.
A what?
I'm on hold with Comcast. They could answer it any second. I gotta go.
But we usually say we have a great show with our house band, the Tiger Club, and a special performance by a cactus choir.
Okay, you just did. I gotta go. Hello? Hello?
Our first sketch is called To Xfinity and Beyond. You have reached the offices of Xfinity, home of the triple play, internet, phone, and security. For assistance, say 1. To enter your phone number, say 2. To enter your account number...
1.
I heard 1. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Please say your 9-digit phone number.
6507761234.
Okay. Can we send you a text confirmation to your number?
No, I don't text. I have an old flip phone.
Great. We just sent you a text. Messaging and rates may apply.
I can't text.
Okay. Did you know that you can find answers to all of your questions by going to xfinity.com/answers?
Well, that would be great if I could get online. My internet is down.
Great. If there's nothing else, would you be interested in the new Xfinity security system in Potty Pal? You can lock your bathroom door from your iPhone while our system hotspot monitors your bathroom habits and automatically sends the information to be evaluated by our automated gastroenterologist. Keep your throne secure with Xfinity's new Potty Pal.
Oh, that's disgusting. I want to speak to an operator.
Before we reroute you, we need to perform a reboot of your system.
No.
Yes. We have started the reboot of your system. This could take anywhere from 15 minutes to 10 hours. In the meantime, can I interest you in our premium puppy channel? Each day, you can follow a stray puppy in high def. Upgrade to the Puppy Channel Plus, and you can watch special programming like The Puppy Bowl, where you can experience a real puppy drinking water out of a bowl. The Puppy Channel.
No.
Okay. Did you know that Discovery Plus has combined the Cooking Network and the Hunting Channel to create award-winning programming like Naked, Afraid, and Sautéed? Watch Emeril, Guy Fieri, Paula Deen, and other world-famous chefs compete for cash and prizes by facing down treacherous challenges like frying bacon in the nude. Naked, Afraid, and Sautéed, there's more than enough hot cross buns for everyone as bare-assed bakers battle it out near red-hot ovens. Hash isn't the only thing that's slinging in this award-winning show, where raw cooking takes on a whole new meaning. Naked, Afraid, and Sautéed.
I don't need another premium channel.
Great. Thank you for signing up for Discovery Plus for 2 years. As a bonus, you will receive Law and Order, the Ice-T years, at $10 a month for 2 years.
I said I don't want more channels. I want to talk to a person.
Okay. To get you to the right person, say what you are having problems with. Speak in complete sentences. I can understand you.
Human being.
That is not a complete sentence. Human being is a concrete noun. A complete sentence would be, the little wooden boy went to school and ate his little wooden lunch. Would you be interested in the English as a First Language channel? For people who already speak English but don't have a clue?
No.
Although no is a complete sentence, I find your attitude mulish, and I no longer wish to be subjected to your hostility. I will transfer you now.
That's what I want.
Due to an unexpected call volume, the average wait time is between 15 minutes and 10 hours. Would you like to hang up and call again tomorrow?
I'll wait now.
Suit yourself. While you're waiting, did you know that the Curling Channel is available 24/7 for a monthly fee of just $10 a month? There's very little talking. You seem to like that.
If I say yes, will you transfer me?
Of course.
Then sign me up.
Transferring now.
Finally.
To speak to our automated phone system in the Philippines, press 1. To speak to our automated phone system in India, press 2. If you wish to be transferred to an actual human being, say, operator, please.
Operator.
I did not hear please.
Please. Operator, please. Please.
That's better. Transferring now.
At last.
Hello?
Hello? You would not believe how long and how many times I was stuck in this circle of phone tree hell that I've been trapped in.
The human operation unit has been closed for your convenience. You have reached the end of Xfinity's phone tree system.
What?
Congratulations on your stick-to-itiveness. As a reward, Xfinity is offering the Tibetan Throat Singer channel for only $10 a month with a 2-year commitment. Please enjoy a selection of Tibetan throat singing while we reset your system to better serve you.
No! No! No!
Oh, that was stressful.
Thank God for Tibetan throat singers. What if one of the singers gets a sore throat and has to gargle?
Well, I bet it'd be very melodic.
It's music to my ears. And speaking of music, we would like to bring back one of our favorite bands, Cactus Choir, for our next musical segment.
Here's Cactus Choir with their song, West All Day.
West All Day. South all night, sleepy eyes in the morning light. When true love calls, you've got to go. You'll be left a thirsty soul.
Midnight.
The next piece is about how waiting is the hardest. Mike, this is where you're supposed to sing the hardest part with me. Mike? Hey, where's Mike? Are you on the phone again? He was supposed to help me introduce the Minute with Mike segment. Wait, I guess I just did. Good grief.
Bob Dylan is turning 80 this year, or has turned 80, or will turn 80. 8 decades ago, music that hit the top of the pops were songs like Daddy, Chattanooga Choo Choo, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, and It's a Great Day for the Irish. 80 years later, proving Darwin's theory wrong, we have evolved into songs with titles like Kiss Me More, Astronaut in the Ocean, Driver's License, and Dancing with the Devil. Over 80 years, the delivery system for music has also evolved, from the 33 and a third long playing vinyl and mono to those tiny little MP3 files hidden in my phone. You can tell a tree's age by cutting it down and counting the rings. You can tell a human's age by counting the number of formats of the Beatles' White Album they have purchased. Let's see, if I'm counting myself, it's LP, cassette, 8-track, CD, remastered CD, Special Edition 50th Anniversary Box CD, and those tiny little bunch of files that live my phone. Oh, and I think I got another LP, but I'm bearing the lead. My CD player finally gave up the ghost, and I began the noble quest to find a replacement. When in quarantine, go online. So off to that union-busting company that shall not be named. I entered a CD player in the search bar, came up with Boombox. I am not John Cusack, so I searched again to find that most portable CD speaker systems were under $100, with one star for the timeliness of delivery, no mention of sound, lots of mentions of karaoke. So I tried to call around to see who had CD players. I tried to think, Circuit City, dead. Good Guys, gone. Radio Shack, deserted. Mom and Pop home stereo stores, shuttered. The last store standing, Best Buy. So I called. You have reached Best Buy. We are open, but in no way is anyone going to pick up a phone. If you want something, we're open from 11 to 7. Goodbye. Challenge accepted. I got in my car and paid a visit to a socially distanced Best Buy. And by that, I mean no one was in the store. Not customers, not salesmen, or even guards, though I suspected him lurking somewhere around the washer and dryer section. I saw a shadow figure move in the Apple accessory section, and I ran over to chase him down. I'm looking for a CD player, home shelf speaker system, I began. CDs are on aisle 17 with DVDs, he grunted. No, I'm looking for the thing that plays the CD, I returned the volley. We have turntables that hook into your computer, he said as he turned away. The thing that plays the CD. Let me check the computer. 5 full minutes later, the computer booted up, and he navigated to a store inventory page that revealed the fact that one CD was hidden as a clearance item somewhere in the store. After a 15-minute search, it was revealed that somewhere sandwiched between a returned leaky microwave and a returned air-popped popcorn maker was indeed a CD player, a boombox. For karaoke children's birthday parties, adorned with unicorns and rainbows. $2 down was the biggest big box store's mega super Target. Surely if they housed the newest Taylor Swift CD, they would carry something to play it on. To the electronics department I did go. I walked right up to a 17-year-old in a red vest and I asked where the CD players were. He stared at me like I was speaking German. I picked up a copy of the Snoop Dogg CD and said, I'm looking for the thing that plays this to make music. He said, why didn't you just play it on your phone? I felt like I was asking Henry Ford where to purchase one of them steam-powered engines. Sounding like Neil Young talking to Justin Bieber, I said, the CD has better fidelity. The boy, for the first time, looked into my eyes and simply said, what's fidelity? Defeated, I went home. But not before I stopped the nearby BevMo and bought a bottle of the $70 Bob Dylan Private Reserve Blended Scotch Whiskey Heaven's Door to dull my pain. Again, I took to the internet. Hey, DuckDuckGo, that's a search engine that's not Google, what's the best-sounding CD stereo speaker system that is not a boombox? One result, Denon DKM41CD speaker system. Great. Search, where do I get Denon CD DKM41 speaker system? One result, Walmart, somewhere in Virginia. That's it? That's it? Well, apparently, because of the pandemic, Denon CD speaker systems have been on back order for 8 months. Somewhere in a Walmart in Virginia, between pool supplies and shotgun casings, is my one long-sought CD player. I signed up for an account from Walmart, declined their credit card, their drug prescription program, and their 15-a-month phone plan, and ordered my Denon CD speaker system. Then, radio silence. For 2 weeks, no word, no delivery schedule, no sneak peek at their weekly specials, until yesterday, waiting at my front door, a box that read, Denon CD speaker stereo system. Sorry, again, I buried the lead. I think I have purchased the last working CD player in the world. As Bob Dylan would say, you know, it seems that Bob Dylan's never-ending tour has ended, finally, for the time being. But that's another story for another time.
The following is a public service announcement from the CDC and Dick's Sporting Goods.
America, remember me? Sarah Palin. You know, when I first heard about the corona, I said, well, give me a six-pack, some limes, and a giant Slim Jim. You may be wondering where I've been these past 4 years. Well, the closest I got to the White House was when the QAnon shaman invited me to the insurrection. It was supposed to be a double date with us, Josh Hawley, and Jeanine Pirro. Too bad I got a canker sore and had to cancel, otherwise there'd be pictures of me standing next to the shaman dressed in the matching grizzly pelt I made for the occasion. Well, like they say, don't worry about bad press, just make sure they spell your name right. You know, I don't know why they didn't choose me instead of that Marjorie Taylor Greene to be the face of the Conservative Party. I own an M16 too, and I look damn good in my Don't Tread on Me Oath Keeper jean jacket. Anyway, I'm way too wily to get canceled by all those freedom-killing socialists who want to tear down all those great Confederate statues that Betsy Ross knitted for our great country. You know, I've always been a pistol-packing straight shooter, and that's why I decided to make this paid public service announcement for the benefit of our great white American patriots. What I'm trying to say is that a couple of weekends ago, after I partied hard with my bro, Ted Nugent, we both started feeling a bit off. At first, we thought it was cat scratch fever, but a few days later, I lost my sense of smell. Well, I knew I was in trouble because I have an experienced sniffer from spending my teenage summers in stuffy deer blinds for days on end with hunters who smelled like stale beer sweat burping, cutting the moose jerky and just turning the darn wigwam into a Dutch oven with that special canned ranch-style bean breath that only happens when you're camping. So anyway, I knew I was in trouble when I found that dead badger in my furnace and realized I hadn't even noticed. Well, I can see the hospital from my front porch, so I decided to mosey on over and ask my doctor for some oxy. Before I could get my parka on, I started sweating like a fisherman's friend in a sauna, and I didn't know if it was from menopause or the meth fumes coming from my neighbor's RV. 10 days later, I get a call from Ted Nugent saying, hey, watch out, because he came down with that COVID. You know, I wouldn't have believed it if that nurse hadn't had to put that tube down my throat to help me breathe, because everyone knows Fauci's a hoax. Well, America, you live and learn, and I'm here to tell you the virus is real, you betcha. So take some advice from America's Mama Grizzly. Number one, stay socially distant. Well, I know a thing or two about that ever since Tad slapped a restraining order on my ass after he left me for Tina the Trashy Snow Bunny. Number two, wash your hands often with water. And if you're not near water, you can do what we do here in the Alaskan bush and just use urine. Doesn't even have to be yours. And number three, wear a mask. And when you do, wear my Sarah Palin's America First Alaskan Beaver Skin Mask. It's the only mask that keeps out foreign viruses and lets in only 100% American air. So get your Sarah Palin's America First Beaver Skin Mask today. Sold exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods. I said Dick's.
Sarah Palin's America First Beaver Skin Masks, sold exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods. This public service announcement was paid for by the CDC, the Cougar Defamation Coalition.
He's Gavin Newsom, Governor of California, and mortal enemy of the Hair Club for Men. There's been a lot of talk about his recall, and it's just not fair. Sure, the optics were bad when he had dinner at the French Laundry, while the rest of us were at home eating Dinty Moore beef stew from the back of our pantries. But in Gavin's defense, it takes a whole year to get into that restaurant. What was he supposed to do? Order takeout from Arby's? And though much has been made over the $12,000 wine bill, he only did it to prove his solidarity with California sommeliers. Sure, Gavin chewed, but he didn't swallow. The good people of California know that if Gavin is recalled, who would they replace him with? A Ken doll? Newsom has already opened the nail salons and movie theaters, so go get yourself some popcorn, a big gulp, a box of hot tamales, and get off his back. But if you do recall him and want to replace him with another Democrat, vote for Tom Steyer.
I'm Tom Steyer. Remember me? I wasted a lot of money running for president, and I'm willing to waste more. And I approve of this message.
Paid for by the Seriously, You Want to Spend This Money on a Stupid Recall? Committee.
If we really have to have a recall, I wonder if we can make an even trade with New York for Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have Gavin.
How about Chris Cuomo, with Anderson Cooper as lieutenant governor?
Okay, but as long as Andy Cohen and his housewives of Beverly Hills don't tag along. Wait a minute. I gotta go. I heard my phone ring.
Not before we thank our foreign correspondent, Andy Valver, our announcer, featured in the last sketch, Gary Durrett, our house band, The Tiger Club, and a special thanks to musical guest, Cactus Choir.
That's great. Say goodnight, Mari.
Not yet. Our marketing and production coordinator and animal wrangler is Nancy Creason. Our producer is Cal Ball.
Hello? Hello? I can't talk now.
Hey, who was that? I'll scratch your eyes out.
It was the IRS. The cops are at the door. I really need to send PayPal $200 in Bitcoin to Laos to call them off. Really. I gotta go. Say goodnight, Mari.
Night, Mari.
Goodnight, Mike.
This has been the Mike and Mari Show. Join us each week on this station for comedy, music, and more on the Mike and Mari Show.